Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Okay, well, we'd like to welcome you to the podcast.
Does welcome that, like, back. Get everyone's energies up?
I was thinking about, just kind of like, I was listening to this thing on TikTok, and it was, like, headphone users, like, you'll love this. And it was, like, the sound coming out of one headphone and another. And I thought, wow, what if we could do some magic
that.
Where, like, Chin's user voice is maybe coming from the left, and mine's maybe coming from the right.
But then it doesn't work for the people who's got what one is broken.
Yes, of course.
Because that used to be me. I used to have those Beats. And I love those Beats. Remember when we got those Beats?
Yeah, the Beats were so cool.
We got on the like wireless headphones weren't a thing.
They weren't.
And we were like so cool.
It was so cool.
And we got these really cool wireless Beats, but they did break after a while. Mine broke anyway. I dropped them a few times.
I had a...
But what? Yeah, then one stopped working. As a
black pair, which I think broke. Then I got a white pair. But then you had to charge... I think I lost the cable and you had to charge the cable.
It was a good
but
time.
But we used them for years.
Oh my God, years.
And years and years.
In the gym.
Yeah, we look cool.
Getting that booty pop. That must have been like 2018.
Earlier than that.
No way.
Because we left school in 2016.
No
and
way.
And that's when we were going, 2014, 2015.
Because I remember when I bought the headphones from Argos.
Do you?
Yes.
I think mine were a birthday or a Christmas present.
I remember, you know, we got some money in.
Yeah.
From the YouTubes. And I was like, I'm going to treat myself to some headphones. And it was like
Must have been after school then.
Yeah. So I'm saying it was one of the like first purchases I made with like my own money.
Mine was a phone.
Yeah, it's like...
Got a new phone.
Oh, yeah, cute.
Because I remember a boy on my bus had Beats on. He had purple Beats. And I always thought he was so... And he went to a different school. And I always thought he was so cool.
That
and
is
that's
cool.
What made me want a pair of Beats.
That is cool. Yeah, what? Yeah.
Yeah, he always wore them. I thought they looked so cool. Anyway, happy Wednesday, guys. Welcome back. How are we doing? How are we feeling?
Yeah, we've got a good Q with the W.
We do. So we have someone in our life who is about to meet the parents.
Oh, we do.
of her new partner.
Yeah, we do.
And she's nervous about it.
She's nervy. Mm. She's nervous.
She's not too sure about how this is going to go.
She's saying she's not done it in years.
Yeah, she's a bit rusty.
And listen, I did it. I mean, I never met the father of my ex.
Did you not?
Nope.
Stop.
Yeah, never met him.
What, it was like this.
In the 2 years. Because it was this whole thing like.
Did you not want to?
No, it's not. I wasn't fussed. You know, I'm not seeking out meeting the parents. I don't enjoy that process. It's not part of my personality. I'm not. But I think
was that a sticking point then?
No. No, like I really wasn't. No. Yeah, what was it? I think he didn't see his, I'm just unveiling everything. He didn't see his dad too much.
Okay.
So then it was like this, but like he knew I existed.
Completely get it.
And then I think it was almost time to meet him, and then we
and it was
things.
Over.
Yeah.
Well, you're lucky so, escape. Never had to deal with that.
Yeah, we didn't quite get there.
Yeah.
Well, I met the mother. Yeah.
Yeah. Mums are always quite easy,
are fine.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Quite sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, in reference to that, yes. Our question of the week.
So
this
yes,
week,
we're trying to prepare our friend to meet the parents,
and we're saying, you know,
we're saying it's going to be
it's
fine.
Gonna be fine.
Like they want to love you too,
and also you're not going to be going in and like. Everyone's going to be silent. Like everyone wants it to be great.
Right.
Everyone wants
unless
it to go
there's
smoothly.
Like on what planet Earth? But there are some mothers and some families who don't want to welcome in a girlfriend.
Who want to make it feel a bit cold and a bit
frosty. Yeah, I mean, let's fingers crossed this is not for our friend.
But, so we asked you guys because it was on our minds, and we haven't asked this before actually.
No, we literally
any
haven't.
Any awkward meeting the parents stories?
Ooh, I mean,
you got any awkward stories?
No, but I can picture like there being like an out of pocket comment. Mm. But I've not had any. I mean, it's been awkward because
I've got one story, but I don't know. It's not a parent story. It's not that juicy, but I'll share it anyway. So, my ex, I was meeting. Like his uncle or something like that.
Lord,
and his uncle had two little kids.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember for the life of me what these kids were called, but
Sarah and Suze.
They had these names, right? And I'd always heard these names. I always just assumed that like this name was the girl's name and this name was the boy's name.
Oh, shit.
And then I remember we had to meet him. Anyway, so I walked into this house. And the little boy came running up to me and I was like, oh, hi. I was like, oh, you must be.
Danny.
And I said a name. Mm. And he said, oh, no, that's not me. That's my sister's name. So I just basically called
him. So was it
quite,
were the names like.
I can't remember what the names were.
Because you know when it's like a Danny. No, a Danny can be like
can
a girl
both.
And a boy.
Yeah. I just didn't really think. I'd always heard these names and I'd always just assumed that the girl name was that and the boy name was that. I didn't even think about it.
So
and
what? What are the both of the names?
It's really
that you can
annoying
get them.
Me that I can't remember what the names were. But I just said to the boy, I was like, oh, you must be blah, blah, blah. And it was dead silent. Like I was the first one through the door.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, no, that's my. And I was like, oh.
What the fuck?
And it was just
name?
Like, I was like, oh, fuck. It was just awkward. And I just felt like, oh, for fuck's sake. It was just,
how
what
old
comes to mind.
He
was a little boy. So I think he was a bit pissed off that he thought I called him a girl's
of
name
course,
as well.
Because that's quite a touchy subject
quite a touchy
for little
subject,
boys, isn't
and
it?
And the parents were just looking at me and I was like, oh.
Oh God! At least it
but
wasn't
that's,
like.
That's as crazy as I've got, which maybe was a bit boring. But
that
yeah.
reminded me of. I don't know why. That reminded me of the Friends episode where Rachel when Chandler and Monica revealed to the little boy that he was adopted. Oh. I don't know why. That just reminded me of that. So I thought it's not as bad as that. So.
It's not as bad as that. Okay, so awkward meeting their parents' stories.
Yeah,
I'm
let's
just
go.
Gonna all I'm seeing is text. I'm just gonna read.
Just fucking read it.
They were eating dinner and they didn't offer me any but asked me to do the dishes.
That is so rude.
Not hospitable.
No, like that is so rude. Imagine you've laid the fucking table, not a placemat for Susie. No placemat
for
Susie.
Are you just sat there watching them eat?
That is so
or are
bad.
You sitting in the kitchen?
I would literally imagine that was I'd go up in flames.
It'd be so awkward.
I would start
and
sweating.
And then asking you to clean up.
I'm hungry. Yeah, and then your stomach starts growling.
Starts rumbling.
Yeah, I'm fucking hungry watching you guys eat bangers and mash and mushy peas.
I crashed my car and his dad came to tow it out to the ditch and met my parents.
Oh, okay. That was a good
look. We were on a first date. His car battery died and dad came to the rescue. Oh, that's really awkward. I'd nearly knocked his dad off his bike on the way to his house.
Fucking broke his leg.
Funny. Oh, his mum caught us having sex for the first time I met her. It was on Christmas.
That's horrendous. No, that's horrendous.
Went to his parents for his birthday weekend. They didn't speak to me, didn't ask about me. Like, I basically wasn't there. What? So awkward. God, on what world?
I just don't get it. Like,
how does that happen?
If I ever had, you know, a son, and then he brought round a lovely girl, I'd be like, hey.
Even if he brought round a bitch.
Yeah, you're going to be nice.
Be nice.
That's just our nature, you see. Yeah. We're just lovely humans. That's great. Ignoring all weekend is actually crazy.
They were so nice to my face, but then spoke very aggressively to him in a language that I don't speak. Oh, so you were sat there like, are you not slagging me off right now in Spanish?
Yeah, but some languages they just passionate. Come across more passionate. Like I feel like
and
British,
they weren't necessarily talking about you. They could have been moaning at him about other things.
Like, I feel like British were like quite monotone and like a bit like, oh yeah. But it could be a time it's like, oh,
bit more up and down.
Bit more, yeah.
I walked in and his dad was playing video games topless.
Just his big hairy belly out. Oh, hello, Brian. Nice to meet you.
Give us a hug.
Yes, give us a hug. Ew, not a hug. Not their a bare top. Not a bare bellied, bare chested, sweaty hug from the dad.
Their dog ripped my extensions out. They were just all over the sofa.
That'd be me. Oh, sorry, my tapes. They actually cost me quite a lot of money. Can I please, you know.
Imagine how disheveled you would look.
I know, just like bitty hair.
I was so nervous to meet them, I fainted and threw up. Well, just throwing up.
You know, we're lucky we're not prone to fainting.
Yes.
Because that would be us all over the fucking shop.
Yeah.
Fainting, throwing up.
Dad put post-it notes all over my room saying there's a camera here when my boyfriend came over to make him think he was being watched.
I'm like, Dad, what the... Oh, God, that's kind of funny.
I caught a stomach bug and was sick in his car. His dad cleaned the car when he met me.
Oh my god! Another adult cleaning your own sink.
My boy, you just stood there watching with a tissue dabbing your sides of your mouth.
Oh god!
My boyfriend's mum called me his ex's name when we were out for dinner. Another one being called ex's name.
That's not good. That.
My dad always referred to himself as the painter. Whenever I'm round, I feel so rude. What does that mean?
His dad said, I'm the painter.
I'm just the painter.
That's something my dad would do. Oh, I'm just the fucking handyman around this house. Yeah, because you dress like shit.
The painter. I'm painter.
That's
I'm just
literally my dad, because my dad just wears dirty trousers covered in paint. Like, you're a hairdresser? Why are you covered in paint? And t-shirts covered in paint. That's literally my dad.
I already dated the brother. Round two, I guess.
Somewhere temperate.
He told my mum he loved her instead of saying lovely to meet you. He said love you. To her mum. He's so nervous. Love you. Bye.
I would literally
had paint.
Love you.
I met the parents after a couple of drinks and I kept burping while talking to his mum.
Right, no Coke Zeros. We better tell Grace no Coke Zeros.
No, nothing gassy. nothing gassy.
Just stick to still water.
I walked in on my uni boyfriend's parents having sex.
How and where?
Why? But how and where?
But like, if I was in my new boyfriend's house, I'm not entering rooms, without like a guide following me around. Like, I'm not just opening doors. Like,
hello.
Oh, what's in here? Like, also check for sounds first. Like, check for noise.
Oh my god! Someone said. They said to me, "So you must be Emily." She's put brackets. my name isn't Emily.
Oh God, that's such a mum and dad thing.
My father-in-law dead ass said to me at dinner, what are your intentions with my son?
Intentions? I don't fucking know, babes. Oh God.
I've been staying with them for 4 days when the stepdad asked me, what's your name again? Sally.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, that's terrible. Ask your fucking wife.
I know.
Ask your son. Else. Ask your son.
Don't ask me. I was cutting avocado. I was cutting avocado sourdough and a piece shot across and hit his dad on the chest.
A pea. One singular pea.
Or maybe even
the pip. From the avocado.
Mum called by his ex's name. Yeah, we didn't address it. We just moved on. His mum had explosive shits. And we were sat in silence in his room and heard it all.
That's fucking disgusting.
Guys, put the TV on. Drown the noise out. But then also,
like, is that a toilet you've got to go to as well? Oh, Lord. The family toilet.
His mum said to me he likes his ex better, so I left.
What the fuck?
What the hell?
On what planet is this occurring though? Like,
his dad had stuck gay pictures and signs all around his room.
That's, oh, that's a funny dad thing.
They were having dinner and he dragged me upstairs. I didn't speak to the family. Oh, so he didn't even introduce. God, that's awkward. Oh,
but then that's so awkward. Like, you feel uncomfortable in this house.
And like, I'm a secret or like, oh.
Like, at least like introduce me.
Oh, his mum called me Sophie. My name's Chloe.
Sophie. It's Chloe. They're good
Before
ones.
I even met her, I drunk messaged her by accident. So excited to meet you. His mum looked at me and asked him, which one's this?
Now, which one's this then?
So which Simon. One's this? Met the fam sneaking out of his house and they all ran out after me trying to embarrass him.
Met the fam.
When she's sneaking out. Just met the family and they all ran after. When my first boyfriend met my dad, he presented a slideshow of my baby pictures. That's quite cute.
That's cute.
That's just them trying to embarrass
That's
you.
That's cute from the dad.
Yeah. They were quite some good... oh my God.
It's the sick of the car for me.
I had beige leggings on. His mum thought I was naked. My God, Sarah.
Whoa, what's the... Oh. Oh God, no. Oh, that's horrendous. Classic.
Well, hopefully our friend doesn't have any sort of
She'll
experience
be fine.
Like
I don't
that.
Think she's prone to being sick or fainting.
Yes.
And I think that is the worst.
I don't think she's that gassy either when
no,
it comes to
No, she's
burping.
Not. I've never seen her burp or
yeah.
fart.
Yeah.
So I think she's, yeah,
she's going to be fine.
She's going to be absolutely fine.
This next section of the podcast is brought to you by WhatsApp from Meta.
Woohoo. Okay, we've got a little, it's not so much a dilemma, but
it's
like,
voice note.
It's a little voice note from Taser from Three Shots of Tequila. This is like a little situation he had.
Let's listen up.
Okay, so we're going to play it for you right now.
What's going on? It's your boy Taser Black from the Three Shots of Tequila podcast. And I got a story to tell.
Let's have it.
So this was way back, way back. My girlfriend at the time, we had taken pictures together and she wanted me to change my profile picture.
Actually,
sure. And I was like, nah.
Right, so she wanted a picture of the two of them, I'm assuming.
To be his WhatsApp profile
yeah,
picture.
As she should, like.
Absolutely.
Like, you got to let the people know
Absolutely.
That you've got this girlfriend.
Let the contacts know.
Absolutely, like, don't say no to me.
Yeah.
She's been doing that. She was like, why? She thought I was hiding. I was just like, no, it's just long. Because of the conversations.
It's long.
After. But anyway, she managed to grab my phone. Somehow, I don't know, can't remember. And then she changed my profile picture to a picture of her. The way my phone started pinging off, I was sweating. I didn't know what was being said. I didn't know who was messaging. But in my mind, I'm just like, please, can I just have my phone back?
Oh, he lost control of the WhatsApp.
Right, so it got yeeted
good
out of his
her.
Hand. No, she knew what she wanted.
Absolutely.
She went after it. So
she's thinking, I look good in that picture. Yeah. Let's make it your profile
right,
pic.
So she yeeted it out of Taser's hand and changed his WhatsApp profile picture to a picture of her. Honestly, slay. But the whole point is that...
That's a big slay.
That is a bit... Honestly, do I want my boyfriend to have me as his profile picture.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to willingly do that, absolutely. I think that that was quite sweet.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, it's almost like, you know, when people have babies and their baby is their profile picture. It gives like, the same vibes. It's like,
I am the pride and joy of your life.
Right, exactly. Like,
so you can put my face up there.
Yeah, and if you're telling me no, then yeah, it actually makes you feel like you want to hide me, yeah?
Yeah, shady.
Isn't it? It is shit. Anyway.
Okay, so Taser could have avoided all of this, and he can prevent this in the future just by using the two-step verification tool, which allows you to set up an additional layer of protection with a six-digit PIN and email address. So his profile picture can be whatever he wishes.
So that when the phone gets snatched out of his hand again, at least WhatsApp will be protected.
At least.
Yeah.
And on WhatsApp, you can message privately. So nobody, not even WhatsApp, can read your messages.
Yeah.
Plus, the built-in layers of protection on WhatsApp mean that you never have to depend on just one form of defense when it comes to your privacy.
Slate, I mean, it's just like when my ex and his girlfriend at the time, he saw on her phone a message from the guy that she'd slept with a couple nights prior.
Absolutely.
And if she had had chat lock on,
they'd still be together.
They'd still be together, and I would never have gotten into that relationship. Actually, so, and my life would be very different.
It would be.
All because, yeah, well, actually deep that.
Yeah.
If that girl had chat lock on that chat, then he would, then my ex would never have broken up with her. Then he would never have been single guy and I would never have got with him.
And the single files would never have existed. So that would have been a bad thing.
Yeah. And my whole trajectory of my dating life would have been completely skewed and different.
Maybe there's a guy out there that you're supposed to be with, but his girlfriend's got chat lock on right now. So it doesn't
work. But slay,
the girlies only, okay?
Yeah, but let's lock the chats, guys.
So WhatsApp, guys.
WhatsApp's got
chat
each other,
lock.
Guys.
WhatsApp.
Message privately with multiple layers of protection.
Amen. What would we do without it?
Let's get these surprise parties going.
Yeah.
All right, well, we love you, WhatsApp.
So going off the back of some in-laws' parents, we've got a dilemma.
I can't. Yeah.
My father...
Yeah,
is my boyfriend's stepdad.
Lordy. So Lord. How did, right, I mean, yeah, there's, I guess, yeah.
There's a chance.
Yeah, uh-huh.
She says, hi girls, I have a pretty weird dilemma. I feel like I'm in a movie.
Okay.
For background, I'm 25 years old, my boyfriend is 26, and we have been together for almost 2 years.
Okay.
So, quite a while.
Quite a while.
So as you read in the subject, yes, I recently discovered that my biological father, who has been divorced from my mum for many years, just put in brackets since I was like 10, so about 15 years, is my boyfriend's mum's lover. So his stepdad.
Well, did you hear about those two TikTokers?
No.
So there's this TikTok couple in America. I don't know their names, but I've seen them floating about. They do like cute little dancing videos and stuff.
Yeah.
It turns out they're in love, they're gonna get married, this couple, and it turns out, and then so think the girl's parents, they're still together, the boy's parents, they're still together, it fucking turned out that the father, well, I don't know if it's the father or the mother, but the father of the boy and the mother of the girl were having an affair and literally destroyed the families.
Had they been introduced through the couple?
Yes, so they'd been introduced through the couple.
Through the kids.
Then those two parents were having an affair, obviously then causing divorce and breakups.
Oh my God.
And then literally like destroyed the families because they were keeping the secret. And then at their wedding.
They got married.
No. The TikTok couple.
The kids got married.
The TikTok, because they were meant to get married. No, sorry, that was it. It was her dad and his mum.
Right.
Her dad, his mum had an affair. And like, it literally destroyed the family so much that her dad didn't walk her down the aisle. Like, he wasn't at the wedding.
Oh my God.
I know. She walked herself down the aisle. Because her dad had this affair.
That is
and obviously,
rough.
But yeah, obviously, because it's like, he lied to her mother.
Yeah.
And then she lied to her husband, her son. Like, it was this whole messy, messy thing. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah, sorry. That's just what that reminded me of.
So, back to the dilemma.
Can you believe that, though?
I know, that's crazy.
I know.
Yeah. So if you're wondering how I found out only just now,
yeah.
it's because he's not really close with his family. He's got his own apartment, etc. Yeah. So overall, I haven't really met them. Only his mum, who's a sweet lady.
Okay.
We hadn't really talked much about our dads because both of us kind of grew up like without them. Her mm-hmm. dad left when she was 10. Mm-hmm. He never really liked stepdad, yeah. brackets, my dad. So it was nothing really important to discuss.
Yeah.
So fast forward to last week, it was my boyfriend's birthday. He decided to throw, you know, a bigger type of party, inviting friends and family.
Yeah.
Imagine how shocked I was when I saw my dad there. This man is just sitting over there talking to my boyfriend's mum.
What?
What are you doing here?
Dad.
It's giving crazy stupid love vibes yes. at the end when they're all like, what are you doing
yeah,
here?
Yeah, like if I saw my dad someplace I wasn't expecting him, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing here?
If you hadn't seen him since yeah, you were like 10, it's a bit different, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I guess.
So I get closer to my boyfriend and ask like, what's that? Who's that guy with your mum? Like, why is he here? What's happening?
Right.
And he just laughs.
Not revealing that it was not her revealing. Father.
He just laughs and goes, haha, like, even you don't like my stepdad and you've not even met him yet. I was literally about to faint.
Oh my God.
What do you mean? Like, your stepdad. What do you mean? This world is pretty big. Like, have really both of our mums fallen for this same guy? Like, my dad.
Fucking hell.
So I tell my boyfriend that that's my fucking dad. No way this is real. Never in my worst nightmare would I have imagined that this would happen.
Shit.
The whole night I just spent trying to avoid him and hope he doesn't notice me. It was quite a big party. He wasn't expecting to
see,
I'm 25. He's not seen me since, like, you know.
Right. Okay. Got you.
He's seen the odd picture maybe here and there.
Got you.
And luckily we had no communication that night. So girls, what do I do now knowing this fact? Is this going to be a deal breaker for our relationship?
Oh.
I'm not sure if I feel comfortable now knowing that my dad is around my boyfriend. I mean, yes, it's not like there's any like, you know, it's not like we're yeah. now related or anything like yeah. that.
That your mum and his mum
have slept with the same guy.
That's what's making you uncomfortable. And you're not the biggest fan of your dad. You're not seeing him.
Right.
So she's not seen him since she was young.
He left when she was 10.
Right. And she's not seen him since.
She's not said that she has. And I'm assuming if he didn't recognize her at this party, yes. I'm thinking there's not really much of a relationship there.
Yeah. Okay.
So it just still feels pretty weird that I will have to maybe officially meet his stepdad one day, but it's actually my dad.
Yeah.
Like, basically what to do. She's put, English is not my first language. Sorry if this was a bit all over the place.
Shit. I mean, yeah, that's...
I mean...
That's... Right, that's okay. Corker. Wait, so you're thinking that this might
basically
be a deal breaker.
It's made it feel weird now, hasn't it? Like, you've been with this guy for 2 years. You're 25, that's 27.
Isn't that crazy that you've never seen a picture of, like, the stepdad? Because usually, yeah. like, you'll see a picture of a dad or a...
Yeah, like, oh, or a stepdad
or, you know, something floating about, like, some sort of... Or, like, a FaceTime, like... It's crazy that you weren't ever FaceTiming like his mum.
Yeah,
like your boyfriend wasn't ever FaceTiming his mum, and like his stepdad was just there. Yeah, he was like, hey,
because you've met his mum a few times.
Yeah,
he's been for 2 years.
Yeah, and it's just like, hey, say hello to Sarah and yeah. Brian.
Yeah,
hi. Like, that's crazy that never occurred.
Unless it's a new guy, like, unless his mum's only just started dating.
She can't, because he said stepdad. Like, yeah, you know, you just say that's my dad's partner.
Yeah, that's my mum's.
But
new
the stepdad infers that, like, this guy's been around.
This guy's helped raise you.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I mean, I don't fucking know. I think
it makes things a bit sticky.
It does.
It makes things a bit weird.
In terms of like family functions and stuff, like yeah. you said, like you were uncomfortable. You had to avoid him. You had to try and make sure he didn't recognize you.
Yeah.
I do think like you would be able to avoid him going further.
Yes. Yeah.
Because like obviously, like if I was at a party, I feel like I'd be able to recognize my own daughter, regardless of how long it's been.
Or maybe he did.
And just and was thought, awkward too.
He obviously was very like shocked as well.
But then I feel like, wouldn't he say something to his
wife?
Or girlfriend or wife?
Yeah.
And be like, that's my daughter over there with your son.
Mm. Maybe everyone sort of knows now after the occasion. Yeah. But no one's really mentioning it because they
don't really know how to proceed.
Yeah.
Because maybe...
maybe his new wife doesn't know that he had a daughter 25 years ago.
True.
So now he's like, shit, I've not told her about this daughter. Now all of a sudden she's 25 and in my life.
Yeah.
Because she's going out with your son. And I've not even let her know that I had a child 25 years ago. That could...
That's very...
Because I feel like that's kind of giving me those vibes. Yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah. So what should she do?
Listen, if you love Brian...
Depends how much you love this guy, doesn't it?
Yes, because this is, you know, this is your dad and you don't want anything to do with this man, right? So, and that's how your life has been all this time.
Yes.
So like, you don't want to all of a sudden be getting involved in this situation.
Seen him on Christmases or anything right. else. It's just because your boyfriend decided he wanted to throw a bigger right. birthday.
Right. So... You know, if you just don't want to get involved, like this might get a bit messy, a bit awkward, yeah. you know, bring up feelings that you don't really want to, like, this is a lot right now to have to be seeing your dad places now that you don't want to.
Even just to be aware.
Yeah.
That it's not even that you're maybe going to have to see him that much, but just now you know, like, well, like, well, your stepdad, well, that's the dad that left me.
Right.
And what he came to you instead, like, that's going to stir a lot of feelings up as well.
Yeah.
It's complicated. There's layers to that.
There's a lot of layers. So I feel like we can either advise you to protect your peace and to leave or just let your boyfriend know, like, I don't ever want to see this man.
Right.
Do with that, you know, so, but then
we
it's like.
We don't know the family dynamics.
Right. But then it's like, okay, so we're not going to be as involved in family functions and then, you know, all of that.
It's like relationships can be complicated enough. And this is a whole other layer added.
Oh my gosh.
So it's up to you whether you think the relationship, like, do you...
It's worth it. Is it worth it?
Because that's a tricky one.
It is. Goodness me. I wonder if he clocked you.
I know. I'm so curious.
Surely.
But
I guess it's been like 20 years.
That's the thing. Like the older...
And if he's not seeing pics,
like the age we are now, meeting parents, some people, they've been together for like 2 years. They've not met the parents yet. If we live in a different city to them, like it's not like we're all like living at the family home and it's like, oh, well, if you want to come around.
Yeah, or we might just see them like four times, literally 2 years.
Like it's not like it's people who you're seeing on a regular basis. Yeah. Like, yeah, I know couples who it's like, yeah, I've never actually met them.
Yeah. So like you can avoid this man for the rest of your life, 100%. And it kind of does help that your boyfriend doesn't even like his stepdad.
True.
It's not like he loves him. That would then be awkward. He was like, I love my stepdad. I can't wait to meet him. And it's your dad who you literally don't ever want to see again.
Mm. Very complicated.
Then that's like, that's almost worse. All that
stress, but depends how much this guy means to you.
But love is love, isn't it? Mm. Real love. So then it's like, he's going to be, I guess he'd be the grandfather anyway.
Either way.
To any child, either way.
Yeah. He's just granddad on both sides.
I'm granddad on both sides. oh my God, yeah, because there's not another
granddad. Yeah. It's the same guy.
That's crazy. Right. Right. Okay. Have I made the right call? Have you, Sarah?
Who knows?
Who knows? Okay, it's quite a long one. Whoa! God blimey, Sarah.
She's gone into detail.
About seven paras here. All right.
It's complicated.
Okay. Hi, girls. So I recently met this guy who we'll call Brian.
Of course.
And I'm trying to figure out how I feel about him.
Okay.
For context, I'm a girl in her early 20s. Early 20s with very little dating experience, as I'm very picky about who I let close to me, relationship-wise. And I've never... and have never had the best of luck with men. So I have no idea what I'm doing. And I try quite carefully around situations. However, things have recently changed. Some of my girlfriends and I went for drinks, planning a chill night out as most of us had work the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up taking part in a pub quiz.
Oh, little pub quiz. Little fun. Love a pub quiz.
Coincidentally enough, at the end of one of the rounds, a boy who we'll call John.
Okay,
John. Came over from the table beside us asking if his team and ours could join forces in the quiz.
Oh, that's really cute.
That's really cute.
I like that.
Okay. Love that from John. Love that from John.
Yeah.
You know, we're all here for a bit of fun, aren't we?
Combining teams.
As they were heavily losing. Okay.
Okay, that's cute.
To which we joked around about, but finally agreed, yes.
Like, oh, so you just want us four answers because you're going to lose. Yeah, it's fun.
It's fun. La la la. John made a beeline for one of my friends, but his friend, who I'll be honest and say I couldn't stop looking at when I noticed them sitting beside us, came and sat beside me. Let's call him Brian. So, this is how we met Brian.
Okay,
love that.
I love that encounter.
Love an organic meeting. Yeah. Like, because you can tell the kids, oh, well, we're in the pub, playing the pub quiz. And then your Uncle John, you know Uncle John.
He actually came over to
us. He came over to the girls. Yeah. Obviously, they were losing. Yeah. And then I saw your father. And God, I can take my eyes off him.
And he just plonked himself right down next to me. Yeah, that's a lovely
it's
meeting.
It's lovely. Yeah. I hope this works out.
I know. Okay.
So Brian and I got on well instantly. And once the quiz finished, John, Brian and their friends asked us to go out afterwards, to which we accepted, of course. Okay, so this is Nancy's leading on to a long night. Being spontaneous with men is not usual for me.
Okay.
Though, so I was very nervous. However, the whole walk over to the bar, Brian and I kept chatting and I was very attracted to him. Nice. And he was very cheeky and I felt very relaxed around him. Brilliant. This is a great sign.
Good.
I didn't think much of it, as guys can be friendly and not mean anything, you know,
by it.
But as we were walking, I hung back from Brian, not wanting to appear obsessed already. So John came over to me. Oh, you're going to have a little thing with John now. I had only known these boys for literally 10 minutes, but John made a point of telling me how he could tell that Brian really liked me, as he was really picky about girls. Oh, okay, so he's coming over being a good friend.
Okay.
Gorge.
So he's been like, I've seen you got quite cozy with Brian.
Honestly, Brian doesn't like a lot of girls, so I can tell he really likes you.
I've not seen this in a while.
Yeah, that's nice to hear. Mm. La la la. As I had only known Brian and John for literally 10 minutes, I didn't think much of this either.
Okay. You're kind of taking it with a pinch of salt.
Yeah, you're like, okay, boys, you can chat a lot of shit. You know, is this just like your little game plan that you do every night?
Do you do this every weekend?
Do you come to this pub every week and do this? I didn't think much of it, thinking that his friend was probably just trying to make his friend look good, la la la. However, as the rest of the night went on at the next bar, Brian and I spent the whole time chatting between the two of us. Our friends making jokes about them third wheeling with us. Him buying me drinks, telling me that I was exactly his type, and making subtle efforts to try and touch me. Okay, listening often, Matthew Hussey. He's been listening. Like letting me try on his rings.
Oh, very cute.
And by sliding them on me.
Oh.
That's giving, oh, is he like a...
Yeah, rocker.
Rocker. Mm. How many rings are we talking? Mm. Eight.
Trav.
This might not sound like much, but I don't usually get this much attention from guys that I actually find attractive on a night out. So I was feeling very good about myself.
Definitely.
As Brian was very much my type and we were getting on really well. Mm-hmm. At one point when Brian got up to get me a drink, John made a point of telling me that Brian was honestly one of the loveliest guys he knew. All right, John. Right, so John's really giving it.
Is John working for Brian?
Is Brian paying John or what? It's John.
Is he working on commission?
Yeah.
He's working hard today.
Yeah. Brian's buying all of John's drinks too and he's making sure.
Yeah.
So telling me that Brian was honestly one of the loveliest guys he knew, but he had no game and that I would have to be extra flirty and forward with him as he couldn't take a clue. Okay.
Okay. So he's John's like, look, saying, look, he's just so nice.
Yeah. He's just, you know what? Our Brian is just the loveliest guy on the planet. Mm. And
he needs a bit of a helping hand. Right. He's a bit clueless sometimes. Okay.
I mean, he sounds like he's doing a pretty good job.
Pretty good job with the rings.
The rings!
The touches.
The rings and the touches. Oh, we'll try this one on.
Yeah.
You know, that's very sensual.
He's doing absolutely fine.
That's very... I think your friend Brian's doing absolutely fine.
Okay.
This meant that I ended up asking Brian for his number, for which he said yes. Okay, so you were like, okay, John, I'm going to take that literally. Brian, give me a number. Gorge. Love that.
Confident.
Absolutely. So the boys left before us and we headed home shortly after a few hours out, longer than expected. But when I hit back to my flat, I found a text from Brian already.
Oh, lovely.
I
bet John was like, text her now, Brian. Yeah. Do it now.
Oh, I love John. Apologising for leaving so early and he hoped I got home safe.
Oh.
What a good omen for a lovely guy.
Lovely guy.
Oh, see, Brian.
It doesn't take much, Brian. It doesn't take,
all it takes is just like knowing that you're just
thinking about us.
Thinking about me and my safety.
Yeah,
if you're thinking about my safety, then that's just lovely. Okay, all right.
Okay, so you'd ask for his number, but he texts you straight away. Great.
So I think he obviously was like, obviously like John said, he needed that.
Yes.
To know that you liked him, yes. Right? So then he thought, I need to make sure my Sarah gets home safe, my new girlfriend.
My new wife.
I know this might be the bare minimum, but I felt ecstatic with all of the attention. Right, listen, we're ecstatic for you.
I'm excited for you. I feel like I'm right there in the pub.
Yeah, same. I'm living it. We've still got loads to go, guys.
Shit.
I'm not joking. We've got 6 more Paris to go. Okay,
sorry,
buckle
guys.
Up. Now, this is a lovely love story.
This is a good story.
Okay, so for the next week, Brian and I texted frequently every day, and I was feeling so good about it all.
Okay.
Oh God, Brian, this better not end in tears.
No, but her subject line was, "Did I make the right call?"
Oh, okay.
So let's
fingers
see.
Crossed. Yeah, hopefully it's not a ghosting situation. I was feeling so good about it all, so good to the point that I was wondering when I would see him again.
Lovely.
To my disappointment, Brian was not very flirty or forward in any of these texts, leaving me worried that he wasn't interested anymore and was probably just very drunk when he met me. Some people can't text.
Some people can't.
And they just
text.
Can't get their personality across. Like it's a legit thing, isn't it? Like
it is.
People are just cold on text. Mm. Like, oh God. But it's nothing personal. But obviously you're
and
overthinking
also you
the situation.
Had been texting all week. So it's not like he wasn't messaging
right.
you. It was, you'd been speaking all week, but maybe you were hoping like, is he going to ask to see me at the weekend? Like,
yes.
Is he going to ask to meet
be
up?
A bit more
like,
flirty
I could do a date
it.
On Saturday night, but he's not suggesting
that. But
then
we've got to remember what John said. John said he's not a flirty guy. He doesn't really know what he's doing.
He's not got much game.
Yeah. So like, this is all very on brand for Brian, to be honest.
Yes.
La, la, la. However, my friends reminded me that he had not been very forward when we first met and that this was probably just his way of getting to know me and then encouraged me to ask him out.
Okay.
So you're going to take the reins and say, are we seeing each other or not?
Yeah.
Brian said yes to a date.
Lovely. So we just need a helping hand.
Right, as John said. Asking me when I was free and what would suit me.
Lovely.
Lovely. Even going to the point of requesting a day off to come and meet me.
Oh,
he really likes you.
That's
right.
Effort.
Fast forward to the date night. Things went really well.
Okay, so you did go on the date.
Yeah.
Great.
Come to the date night. Things went really well. God, sorry, frog in my throat.
My gosh.
Okay, guys, back in the room. We went out for drinks to a couple of bars, and I found that we had lots in common and was still very attracted to him. However, things didn't click like I thought they would.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay.
Especially after us having lots of chemistry the previous night out when we first met.
Oh.
So like when you were all with your mates and people were kind of like, oh, teasing you as a couple, like kind of egging you on. It felt a bit more like chemistry. But now you're just the two of you.
Yeah.
It's not hitting the same.
Yes. Well, you just kind of, you know, you're analysing.
You're easing in.
Lots of references to a second date were mentioned during the night, but I became especially unsure about Brian when the subject of dating apps came up. He had mentioned that he would be traveling next year as he was walking me home. He mentioned he obviously wanted to download them to meet other girls. Why would he
tell
say
you
that to
Brian,
me?
For goodness
We're on
sake,
a date.
Going up in flames.
Like, I don't need to know this shit.
No. You also, that's just a
Because
really
also, like, you're
stupid.
But you're telling me in this moment that you're not going to fall in love with me and make me your girlfriend. Mm. You're telling me that your intentions are to be single for the next however long.
Yeah.
So what the fuck are we doing here then? Okay.
Unless he was just trying to be like...
Trying to appear cool.
Trying to be like, I'm not leading you on. I'm letting you know
where you stand,
what my plans are. Like, if you want to have fun, I'm all for it. Like, maybe he was trying to kind of give you
which
the vibes.
I guess we appreciate. I mean, I don't know what's worse, a love bomber or someone who's telling you know exactly what the deal is. Like, you can't really win, can you? Fucking hell. Okay, so he's saying, yeah, you know, I'm going to go traveling next year. I can't wait to download, you know, dating apps and meet loads of girls out there.
It's a weird thing to say.
On what planet do I want to hear this at the end of the night? Obviously, as this was the first date, I didn't expect him to be, you know, all exclusive and nothing. But I was a bit taken aback, especially because the first time we met, Brian said that he didn't like using dating apps. But except for that, I had a really good time and wanted to see him again to work out how I felt about him.
Okay, so it's a bit of a weird note to end it
on. Yeah, it's a very
weird
note to end
it on. But you had a good date regardless, and you're a bit like, what did he just say?
But also, it's like, I understand, like, when I met you, you said you didn't like dating apps.
Yeah.
And now you're saying you can't wait to... So it's like...
Which one are you?
You're not very trustworthy now either.
It's like he's sort of playing... He's not being himself. It's like, which one are you, Brian? Like,
exactly.
Don't try and be like your mate.
He's trying
don't
to show
try
off.
And be like someone who you think's cool. Like, just be yourself.
Yeah.
And we'll see how we match.
Yeah, because from what we know about Brian, I feel like he could be trying to show off in like, but like in like a...
In a like weird a way.
Weird, awkward kind of way. Okay, so you're just like wanting to kind of maybe go on a second date because you're not sure. Okay, right. We're almost at the end. We're nearing. My friends told me to let me know when he messaged me.
After the date?
Yeah, that night or the next morning. But disappointingly, I heard nothing from him. He's changed his tune.
Okay, so post-date you didn't get, you know, tune. That didn't was even... a really good
well,
night.
Well, I guess he walked to you home, so he didn't need to text you, hope you got home, okay?
True.
But it is nice after a date to get, oh, that was so lovely, would love to see you again.
Yeah.
You know, especially if they're keen for another date. Yeah. Like, and if they don't, then it's kind of like, oh,
okay,
you're not really bothered then, is it? I remember that his phone had died when we were out, so I thought that maybe his phone was still dead and that he was still just sleeping. So I waited a little while before sending him a text to see how things were.
Okay, so you've made a lot of the first moves.
Yeah,
here.
You have.
You've asked for his number. You've suggested the date. You're texting him after the date.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of giving him the benefit of the doubt for things. Brian's message back came 2 hours later with no mention of enjoying the date or asking about me.
So not your classic, you know, did you sleep well?
Well, yeah, like I said, like
really nice
you would expect,
night.
Oh, wasn't last night lovely?
Yeah.
Make a little joke about something.
Like, thanks for spending time with me last night.
Yeah,
you know.
Can't, you know, let me know when you're free on Friday. I don't know.
Yeah. Or even just like a rejection is like, had a lovely night, like hopefully I'll bump into you soon.
That's a rejection,
but that's a nice rejection.
Because this, like, now Brian's being all like, oh, I'm not going to reply for 2 hours.
Yeah, it's a bit
strange. Not going to, you know, mention this second date. Hopefully she forgets about it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm not going to ask her how she is either.
Yeah,
like,
it's a bit weird.
Yeah. So, which disappointed me as I had been initiating a lot of things between us over text. Mm. Yeah. I feel like that's your final straw. Like, okay.
Fuck off then.
Yeah. As I was wishing for him to take the initiative for once, but he came across quite dry. Mm. I responded, to which he messaged back with a two-worded text. Fuck me.
Oh my,
Jesus,
what
fuck.
Can do?
If, go on. Yeah, can do. Mm. What, for another date? Two-worded text, and in my eyes, I felt that he felt unsure and was no longer interested. Yeah. Upon hearing this, my flatmates were disgusted and told me that I deserved someone better who could take control and make me feel secure. And therefore, we created a text telling Brian that I had a fun night, but thought we were better off as friends. Okay, so your friends were like, okay, let's just let him know that you're not even into it.
Yeah, they hyped you up and said, you need more than that.
Yeah, which
let's
you do.
Let's craft a little message to be like, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, so that you kind of leave off, leave with the...
You have the final say.
The final say.
Like, I'm the one ending.
Yeah, like, this,
this
is not on your terms. Yeah. Actually, I'm gonna take the ring.
Okay, so what did he reply to that then?
Brian responded, echoing my sentiments, saying he felt the same way, cutting things to a close. Okay. At the time in my gut, I felt like this was the right decision, but now it's been a couple of weeks. I'm starting to worry that I was too rash towards Brian and overanalyze the situation. With some of my friends even saying that Brian's pie maybe didn't mean what he said and was just agreeing with me to not make things awkward.
Okay.
Right, so you're kind of worried that...
So in hindsight, you're now think it's been a few weeks.
Right.
You're still thinking about him a little bit and you're thinking, oh, was I a bit too quick to call it quits?
Right, because naturally, like, if anyone sent a message to me saying, I think we're just better off at friends, like, I'm going to agree.
You're going
to
agree.
I'm not going to go, oh, you know what?
Really?
Really?
I'd
really?
Love to change your mind.
Like,
no.
No. So obviously, he is not...
No one's going to do that.
No one is, but you're thinking, shit,
yeah,
did he mean it or did he actually like me and I just kind of jumped the gun?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, therefore, I'd love your girls' opinion on what, if I should do anything or if I've made the right choice.
Okay, so did I make the right call?
Yes.
That was the call that she made. We got there.
La, la, la. Many
if
thanks,
anyone's
girls.
Still listening, thank you.
Many thanks. Listen, that was a great story. I
that
really enjoyed that.
That was a good story.
Listen. All your inferences, is that the right word?
Not sure what sentence you're about to say.
You know,
all you can infer?
You know when you infer something?
Yes.
Yeah, inferences.
Okay.
So all your inferences, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's okay. Correct English.
Okay.
So all your inferences, I think you made from his behavior, the two-worded text, the no text after the date night.
Yeah.
The weird comment about the Tinder and traveling.
That was a bit rogue.
Yeah, I think all your inferences and what you inferred were correct.
Yeah.
100%. The energy was not, he was not giving you the energy that you wanted. You were just making excuses for him. Oh, his
phone's
died. Because
you had that great first
exactly.
night.
Exactly.
You had
exactly.
that great night in the pub where his friend was also
chemistry.
Hyping him up, sweet talking you. You
yes.
were out with your girls. You were out with the guys. It was
John knew
new.
What he was fucking doing.
John was the fucking puppeteer in this whole.
John has
give
done
John
that before.
You should give John a call and say, yeah. John, what the fuck is this?
John's done that many
Talk
fucking times.
Talk him out
times.
Of this one because this one doesn't make sense.
Yeah. John has done that a million fucking times for Brian.
Yeah.
Right, and then yeah, 100%. And then,
and it is true. Like there are guys out there who are really shit at communicating,
yeah.
really shit at organizing dates. Like I know guys who they like girls. Like yeah, I really liked her.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, did you message her? No.
Yeah.
Oh, you fucking idiot. Like
yeah.
they just don't. They're just not good at dating, communicating,
taking
control, keeping momentum.
Yeah.
But then like you shouldn't make excuses
Initiative.
For those guys. It's
no.
like, okay, so then you're not the he's not the one for you
yeah.
because like you don't want to be with someone who's a lazy dater. Like if you're
no.
if you're already
you
lacking
effort.
Energy
mm-hmm.
and it's date two,
yeah.
I don't care if you're a bit shy or
no.
you know, you're not used to making the first move.
Yeah.
Like that's not the kind of guy that I want to be with. Like
yeah.
you did a lot by asking for his number.
You honestly almost did too much.
You did too much
for
yeah.
Brian. You made it too easy
too
for
easy.
Him to just agree with what you were asking. Like, yeah, here's my number, Sally.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, why not go on that date? Yeah.
yeah.
And like I think you got to the final straw where he'd stopped giving you anything in return.
Yeah.
And I think you did absolutely what was right.
Because if the date would have been amazing.
Yeah.
And just like the first one, you probably could have given him a bit more slack. But it's the fact that the date
yes.
was ended on a bit of a flat with that weird
with that
Tinder
weird fucking
traveling
weird
comment.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just the not even like...
But also, like,
there was no post-date validation of, like, oh, I had a really nice time. Like, you looked gorgeous. Like,
and, like, end no off. Matter how much a person is a shit texter or all of that, after a date, if he enjoyed himself and wanted to see you again, he would send you a message as soon as he fucking got home or at least first thing in the morning saying, hey, Sally, I had such a great night last night. You're so lovely. I really want to see you again. And he would lock in another date.
He would.
He would not let the day see him by and not plan anything with you. So I do think that, and like, we can make excuses like, oh, maybe it's just a bit dry over text. Yeah. But like,
I think honestly, he's just someone who can't really be bothered for any sort of relationship right now. Isn't really looking.
He's got these travel plans.
To entertain anyone right now. He's probably quite happy going out with his mates. Fucking John's making the move.
John's helping him
out.
He's
happy to chat and have some flirt, but he can't
be bothered. Pass his rings around to all the girls on the table.
Yeah, he can't be bothered to do it on his own and like ride solo, you know.
I think it's actually a blessing because look, you could have gone on more dates with this guy.
Yeah.
Really caught feelings. You could have gone on like 4 or 5 dates for over the next couple of months. Really caught feelings. And then he could have said, oh, well, Sally, you do know I'm going traveling and like, I do want to be single traveling. And then you would have had your heart broken, like completely shattered.
Yeah.
So I think it was a great call. He would. Like, at the end of the day, he is not in the right capacity or mind frame to want a girlfriend.
Yeah.
He clearly doesn't. He doesn't want to be. He wants to go off traveling and dating about the shop.
And also, like, it has been a few weeks. If he did really think, oh, I've really let that up, you would have heard from him by now.
Yeah.
You know, saying, 100%. Like, I'm really sorry for my poor form, you know, last week.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed that you think we're just friends. But, like, do you know what? I've been thinking about you a bit. Like, like he would reach out if he really had strong feelings about it.
So I think just, like, let that one go.
Yeah,
it's a nice little story. It was a nice little meet cute, but it didn't.
Yeah.
Listen,
I know we got very excited at the start of that, film.
It was a
lovely way to meet. And I'm sorry we said like about the kids and stuff and about you to get married and stuff, because I'm sure that upset you, you know, because it did. It was really cute, but.
I think you've made the right call.
To answer your question, 100% the right call.
Yeah.
And I really think your friends were great for making you. Do you know what? We're just going to
nip it in
the bud. We're going to nip this in now.
1,000%.
100%. I think they made the right call for you there. Because then, if he was a bit gutted, fucking good. You've been shit.
That's what you
and
get.
Lazy.
That's
what you get for being lazy.
When John's not there to help you out.
Exactly. What you need John every fucking day of your life telling you what to do.
Bit of a problem here. I said, I love you. But he didn't say it back.
This is why.
Off the
top, I am not saying it first! Even if I feel this overwhelming love.
Desire.
No!
Spilling out your mouth. Keep it zipped.
I am not saying that shit first. Are you joking? I could not put myself on the line like this because this shit would happen to me.
So, backstory. I have been with my Brian on and off for nearly 2 years.
Okay.
We were never ready to commit until about 6 months ago. She's put slow burner, I know.
Okay.
We met through work, which has meant a lot of our relationship has been kept a secret from those around us.
That makes sense why it's kind of been like on and off, like not really sure where we stand, you know.
People are more recently like beginning to find out, which we are both fine with as we are now official and it feels like it makes sense as the next step.
God.
Anyway, I have been in love with him for a while now.
Okay.
There have been brief, you know, jokes and mentions of the L word, but we've never said it officially.
Okay.
We went on a holiday a few months ago and I really thought that this is where we would drop the L bomb.
Yeah.
Surely, romance, you know, we're together nonstop every night, every morning, like,
under
you know,
it's
just the
heat,
two of us.
Mediterranean food, the pheromones.
But we didn't. Which was okay.
Disappointing.
2 months later, we're jet setting, we're on holiday again. Nice.
Hell.
And I'm building up the courage to say it.
Shit.
But I didn't.
Okay.
Okay, so you've been thinking this is going to get dropped for months now.
And listen, I imagine you're starting to get a bit disappointed.
It's almost like,
because I was
about to slip out.
Yeah.
As a low-key, not a habit, but like you almost don't even, it's just about to come out.
Yeah, but it's like, I would start to think, do you feel the same way about me? Because I've been in love with you for 6 months. Mm.
And I've been waiting for you to say
right,
it.
Right.
And I thought you were going to say it 2 months ago.
And I've almost said it, multiple times. Mm. So were you not, do you not have this overwhelming love
for me. So fast forward to today.
Shit.
I said
God,
it.
This is...
Oh, I said shit. It. Couldn't hold it in. I said it.
Oh my God.
And he...
Where were we? How
this is the last line of the email. She's not left with anything else.
It's all to I our imagination said it now.
And he didn't say it back.
What did we get back?
She's put... He said that no one has ever said that to him before. Full stop. The end.
No!
We'll leave it
so,
on that.
So he said, oh, like, no one's ever said that to me before.
Kiss.
Kiss.
On with the day.
Good night. And you're thinking,
I just... this has been weighing on my heart for 6 months.
No okay. one's ever said that to me before.
Have you said it to anyone else?
Yeah, no shit.
Else? Do you want to say it back?
Yeah.
Okay, so usually in this instance, when someone says it, you reciprocate and say it
right,
back.
So usually, you know, even if you don't really feel it, you reciprocate the feelings, okay?
Okay. Yeah, well, moral of the story, just don't fucking say it first.
So what is up with this guy then?
But I get, you've been thinking about this for a long time. You've been waiting for this now. Yeah. Like, you thought it was happening 2 months ago. You had that holiday, another holiday, still didn't happen. Mm. Like, it's low-key ruining your day now.
When you
because
first
you're
said
waiting
it,
for
well,
it.
It. But also, now we're in a fucking situation.
Now it's just a bit awkward.
Because when you first said the title, I thought it was going to be the case of, like, just spur of the moment. You're not even thinking about it. I think I love you. Mm. You know, just kind of like that yeah. kind of thing.
And like,
know?
whoa.
And then he's like, you know, I'm not there.
Yeah.
But this is way worse because you're actually in love with this guy and it happens for 6 months.
Yeah.
And he has the nerve to say, whoa.
No one's ever said that
no
to me
No one's
before.
Ever
That's
said
crazy.
That to me before. Whoa.
Mm.
What do you usually say back to I love you, Brian?
Let's have a
Use
thing.
Your fucking brain, all right? Oh shit.
Okay. Well, look, you're not the first person in the world that's not had an I love you reciprocated,
yes.
okay?
And I do think everyone does move at their own pace. Let's True. Give Brian the benefit of the doubt. True. Look, obviously, he's clearly never been in love before.
Right.
I'm assuming this is his first
real relationship,
right? So he's probably just working through a lot of emotions and stuff.
And maybe he's kicking himself now for not saying it back to you there and
then. Yeah, because like, what a beautiful moment. The moment a couple for the first time says, I love you. Like that is relationship defining stuff.
Yeah, that's a landmark.
It is
in
your relationship. So the fact that he just... didn't even use his brains. I guess he was being honest, but God blimey, like
he obviously caught him off guard.
Yeah,
it's obviously not being on his mind like it's been on yours.
Yeah, because if it was, he'd say it back instantly.
Yes,
so it shows us that he is not there as you are,
which is okay because people do move at different paces.
My worry is
he ever gonna get there?
Is he ever gonna get there? Is he taking this as seriously as you are?
Yes,
like. You know, is his mind elsewhere?
Is he
elsewhere?
Seeing it as long-term as
does
you
he,
are?
Does he take you seriously? Yeah. Does he see you as a long-term girlfriend? Like,
Is he as in this as you are?
Right, or every summer.
Because you've let yourself fall for this guy and, been dreaming about this guy and you're thinking about a future with this guy and you've put his second name at the start. You know, you're thinking about that name and you're thinking about this guy, whereas maybe he's not.
Because like, how old is he? Like, is his whole thing is he just takes girls away on a couple of holidays every summer.
Who is this guy? How did you meet? Well, they met through work, didn't they? I forgot about that.
Right.
It's been on and off for two years. If you can't tell me now
that you don't like you should have looked into my eyes that very first day at work and knew that you loved me.
Because I'm almost thinking like, if you guys were on and off for the past 2 years, but the most recent 6 months you've been official, I would have thought when you started that 6 months, it would have been like,
do you not
I
fall in love
now.
In about 4 or 5 months?
But what I'm saying is like, he could have said that I love yous when you guys decided to stop fucking about.
I've loved
and
you
to be
since,
official.
Yeah.
So the fact that you've been on and off for 2 years, you've had 6 months off being like, okay, we're doing this. We're going public. Everyone at work's going to know.
Two holidays. You know, did you not at least fall in love with me on that first holiday? Like I said, with the beautiful romantic sunset.
It's disappointing. But then what can you do? You can't force someone. You don't want someone to lie.
But I think it needs to, I mean, yes, everyone moves at their own pace, but also like reality check. Like this guy might not be taking you as seriously as you're taking him. And like, if it,
in this situation, I'd pull myself back.
Me too.
I'd be like, whoa. Like, so clearly we're not on the same page.
Does
though.
He still see you as that girl that's on and off?
Right.
She comes, she goes. It's on, it's off. We need to like her, I don't like her. Like, does he not see her? Does he not see you
right.
as like, no, this is girlfriend now. This right. is serious. This is long term.
It's serious.
I don't know if he's registered the switch.
Neither.
I feel like he's still in this on and off territory, you know?
I mean, maybe what we should do is give him a couple weeks to process what you've said, and let's see if he wants to declare his love.
Because you said it today.
Yeah. So I'd give him some time. Because listen, if like he says, he's never been in love before. Mm. Let's let him process these emotions and stuff for a sec. Let's give him 2 weeks.
2 weeks. A week even. Come on. A week.
I know. I'm just trying. I'm out trying to help him out. Week. All right. We'll give him a week.
Yeah. Give him 2 days.
Yeah, I know. Well, let's give him a week.
Give him a week.
If after this week, he is not God, Susie. I'm so sorry I didn't say it in the moment. I was just, you know, a bit overwhelmed. Mm. But I want to let you know, I'm in love with you.
Mm. If you're we the girl don't of my dreams.
Girl of my dreams, lovely. Ugh, then we've got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, then we're smooth sailing.
If we can get that within a week, we're hunky-dory.
If he's not bringing it up and he's just...
If he's just plodding on like usual, then we need to sit and chat about this.
Yeah.
Because like, at the end of the day, I've said I love you. There's a big elephant in the room here.
There's a big elephant.
Yeah. And I think then you're going to have to sit and be like, do you...
And I want some security that we're on the same page.
You need
here.
To know that like he sees you in his future for a long, forever, you know, that you know he's as dedicated to you as you are to him.
You just want to know that you're on the same page.
And you need because to know that scary. He's getting there. I don't care if you're not in love. Are you at least getting there?
Are you falling?
Are you falling? Are you currently falling? Like you need to get
are you
these
on
answers.
The way?
You need to get these out. If he's like, oh, I'm not sure. Not sure. Not sure about what.
How much more time do you need?
Yeah. How much more time do you need? Because like love should be like almost instant, to be honest. Do you know what I mean?
Especially when you've been on and off for 2 years prior.
Yes. He should know these things. I don't believe like he should be in love by now.
You never
don't
know.
Don't want to scare you.
You might get a message later on saying, can I see you tonight?
Right.
Blah, blah. And then he might have a big little I love you proposal. Something. You know, this could all be solved by this time tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Because for all we know, he wanted to do a lovely situation to tell you he loved you.
But he would have said it like you would have said it back. You wouldn't have.
I know.
But also, do you realize how awkward it is for yourself to have someone say to you, I love you, and for you actually just, I would just say it back out of awkwardness.
Same. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Even if I didn't feel it, I would have to say it back because I could not. Not. Mm. Like, I really could not not. So that's what it's like.
Give
he's
him
got
a week.
Some balls.
Give him a week. And if he's acting like it didn't happen and he's trying to forget about it, you need to initiate a conversation because you need to know if you're on the same page
or
not.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, for the last dilemma, we're doing some dilemma roulette. We're going to get going to get deep in the archives of the inbox. Okay?
Right.
Chimsy's going to spin.
Woo! Okay. Yeah.
Go. Stop.
Girl bestie on the first date.
What? What? He brought what? Girl bestie on the first date.
Yes!
Surely
yes.
not.
Yes, okay, so girl bestie on the first date. She's put an awkward face. But hey, ladies, first time emailing it.
Fucking hell.
Want to preface this by saying I've watched and listened since the beginning.
Oh,
thank you, girly.
You.
Okay. Okay, here we go. So, I'm 22. Jeez. 7 months single and thriving after a turbulent 3-year relationship.
Love it. Happy
so
for
you. So basically,
you.
I went on a first date with Brian. With a Brian. We met recently through a mutual friend. Went out for some drinks. He just came to say hi. And brought a Sarah with him on this occasion, who I just assumed was his girlfriend.
So you were out with mutual friends, was that?
Yeah, so... So I went on a first date with a Brian. We met recently through a mutual friend. Went out for some drinks. He just came to say hi. I think this is when they met.
So she was having drinks with a mutual friend. Right, so Brian came over and said hi. And that's how you met him.
Yeah. And he was with a girl called Sarah.
Got it.
He was just with this Sarah girl.
Got it.
Okay. Who I just assumed was his girlfriend at the time. Because I thought, oh, you know, he's come over with a girl. I'm assuming that's
he knows the girl that I'm sat with. Got it.
Got it. After this, my mate messaged me and he said that Brian had asked if I was single and if he could have my number.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's again and quite
so
a nice
obviously
meet
you were like, oh, I thought that was his girlfriend, but obviously it wasn't. That's quite flattering.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, yeah, sure. You know, it was kind of cute. Yeah, good energy. Like, here, have my number. Okay, so I'm on my like saying yes to more people vibe at the moment. So I thought, you know, this is great. Yeah, love that for you. Love that for you.
Yeah.
And I was kind of just shutting him out when we first met because I thought he was a taken man.
Yeah, so you obviously weren't,
you weren't making as much effort because you thought, you got a girlfriend. Got you. So I was happy to have the opportunity to chat to him on a different level.
Of course.
We went on the date. We just went to a pub / bar crawling around the city centre.
Cute.
I'm in Knott's, by the way. I'm a student here and haven't been out drinking in many places, whereas Brian has worked...
Stop. All our locals.
Absolutely.
Little stomping ground.
Where Brian has worked a few bars, etc. So trusted him to show me about.
A bit of a man about town.
Brian's a man about Nottingham.
Okay. It's a bit of Coco Tang.
Yeah.
Bit of pepper rocks.
Ooh, love a bit of pepper rocks.
Okay, yeah.
And it was a super good vibe.
Bit of all
very chill.
One, classic.
Oh, absolutely.
Hockley Arts.
Yeah.
Yeah, bar maybe at the end.
okay. And we were really getting on. I felt super comfortable. There was definitely chemistry and sensed some tension as well. Okay.
So you had a good date. It was a good time.
Yeah. Okay, so.
So where's the girl best mate coming along?
Okay. So we get to the third spot. And he knows a woman working behind the bar. I thought nothing of it. We were all chatting and it was all good vibes. She then mentions Sarah, who was Brian's best mate, who came to those drinks at one time. And he goes, oh, I'll text her and see if she wants to come say hi. Oh, okay. My heart kind of sank. So they're still on this first date and he's like, oh, I'll text Sarah, see if she wants to come by.
And you're like, well, having a nice time.
This
like,
is our
I don't
want to
make
date.
It a friends thing.
I get that.
I'm enjoying being one-on-one with
you.
Yeah,
like,
this
is our first date.
I also don't want to meet your mates right now. Like, I'm here to get to know you. We're having a good time.
Like
don't
ruin
it.
You're pretty obsessed with Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't personally think there's anything wrong with having female friends, nor do I think it's a bad idea to eventually be introduced to friends and stuff. But I don't think in this instance he meant anything by either. Just seemed like quite a nice, casual and cool guy. This is just something he would do. And if he wants to hang out straight away, like fair enough to him, I guess. So you're kind of saying, look, if he wants us all to like meet, whatever,
then
but
he
like
seems quite chilled and quite laid
quite
back,
chilled.
And it was quite in the moment. She mentioned Sarah. Right. Oh, I think she's out tonight, and then he said, "Oh, okay, I'll text her."
Yeah.
Okay. So you saw how it happened.
Yes.
I guess.
But the key and initial issue here was that he wasn't very considerate to me or asked if I'd be okay if more people joined. Yeah, it wasn't like you were like, bring Sarah down. Like, I get that if you were the one to be like...
But also, it's just not really a first date.
It's not a date vibe. It's not giving sexy date now. Because now it's like, she's third wheeling.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not like we've just like, fair enough if like we were somewhere and we like bumped into like a group of your friends. Look, you can't control that.
Yeah.
I can't be mad, right? But you're texting Sarah to... What are you saying to Sarah? Come join my first date.
It's a bit strange.
Because if I was Sarah, I'd be like, no, enjoy your date, you weirdo. I'll see you another time.
Mm. Okay. Kind of shows that he thought you guys would get along.
Yeah, which is
shows
which is
that
nice.
He wanted you to meet her. He thought you guys would have fun together.
Yeah.
But it's just not, yeah, it's not what you want on
your
first date.
Yeah, so you said, because if he had asked, I honestly would have said no.
Right.
Especially on the first date. You know, we were vibing, kind of killed off the energy and the flow.
Killed off the whole, like, sexual tension.
It's not date vibes now.
It's not date vibes.
This is, like, friend vibes. And I can get a bit anxious interacting with new people, as it is so, you know, still just a bit uncomfortable. Like, I just wasn't comfortable.
Because the first date is, like, anxiety enough.
Yeah, and now you're
meeting
the
mate. And now you've let loose and you've, like, eased into it. Now he's bringing someone new for you to meet and talk to and,
When she arrived, obviously we had met before. When she came with him to see me and my friends, she was definitely a lot more chatty that time than this time.
Okay.
It did feel a bit awkward and tense. We were almost having to battle through it to keep things lively and chatty and positive. So it just killed, so it the, killed vibes. The vibe
completely.
Oh shit. It felt super fake and weird, to be honest, which I'm not a fan of. Ooh.
So it really threw things off.
Right. And it's three of you. It's really weird. Like three is a crowd. And Brian was content just chatting with us both, and also the girl who worked at the bar who joined for a while.
God, it's turned into a group.
Yeah. Hang. Okay, we're almost at the end. Made me feel a bit insecure in myself as well. Like, was he bored?
Did you want to spice this up?
That's where my mind would go as well. Yeah. Like, oh, so you need your mate. Oh, you're not really having the best time with me then if you want all your mates to join.
Yeah.
And was he not really interested? Like, was there something that I did to cause him to want to invite his best mate? I don't know. I just don't know what to make of it. Like, from his perspective, I feel certain it is just a platonic friendship. He has a lot of female friends as well as male, and also friends with men and women. And on her side, it's most likely the same. And her awkwardness could have just stemmed from anything, maybe. She just felt as weird about it as I did. I don't know. Right, so you're just kind of, yeah.
So you don't feel threatened by this girl. You don't just feel like there's any sort of, like, weird, you know.
Like fighting over him vibes.
No, you just feel like, why? Yeah. You're just confused.
Well, you're just saying, look, altogether, it just kind of put me off him and made our date feel less intimate and special. Which is annoying because I really liked him otherwise.
Okay.
I just want to hear your thoughts on the situation. It was just a first date, so it's nothing serious. Just found it to be a bit interesting, to say the least. Well, yeah, it would...
It just ruined it.
Like,
you were having a good time.
Yeah.
You met in a really nice way, like the fucking dilemma from...
Yeah, gorgeous.
Bubble. Really nice meet cute. It was all going well. Sorry. And then he just ruined it.
Like, because a first date, you know... They're meant to be like, you were really hitting it off.
It's meant
You're
to be one to on one.
Other. One on one.
And also, like when a first date is going well, it's really exciting.
Because
it's a first date that's going shit. Like, more people have shit first dates than they do have good first dates. So when you're actually having a good first date, it's exciting and you want to enjoy it. And you're like, my fucking God, this is great.
Yeah,
I'm really
and
having
also,
a good
like,
time. And he's sort of just like, bringing
and
it down.
You're trying
asking
to figure
his mates
out.
To come.
How much you like each other. Yeah. Like, you're like, oh, I quite like him. Like, you're oh my God, does he like me as much as, you know, la la la. You're figuring all that out. And then naturally, when I'm going to text Sarah, see if she wants to come.
What?
Yeah, what? My mind would go, oh, well then, okay, you're not having that great of a time with me.
Because you want
to
make
this
into more of a friendly vibe.
Yeah, like you're kind of like over the date vibe and you want it to turn into a friend vibe. And you're very kind of clearly letting me know that you're not that bothered about me, to be honest.
Or
I think
he liked you so much and thought you were so great that he was like, oh, my friends, I want to introduce you to my mates. They're going to love you. Like, he was either really like proud to be out with you and wanted to introduce you to his mates. But then still... You should have saved that for the third, fourth,
but it
fifth,
wasn't even just the mate. The but it wasn't even like the group of mates. It was Sarah.
It was just Sarah. I know.
Like I would almost understand it more if like, I mean, I wouldn't.
A
but
group
like,
of mates were out.
A group
and
of
he
mates
went to
were
join
out,
them.
And we went to join. And he asked you, my friends are out. I really want you to meet them. Do you mind joining them? They're so much fun. They really want to meet you because I really like you.
True.
That's better than I'm going to text Sarah.
Yeah.
Just Sarah. To fucking come and join. That's weirder.
Make this a triple thing
and it ruined the vibe. Obviously, Sarah was a bit awkward and uncomfortable.
Well, it's
too.
Weird that Sarah said, yeah, I'll come.
Well, yeah, because if I was Sarah, I'd say, enjoy your date, babe. Have fun with you on your date.
Yeah.
Because you ain't getting a kiss at the end of the night
if
now.
If I'm there.
If Sarah stood there.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
No.
Yeah, weird. Really bizarre. I think,
Would you see someone again if they did that to you? Let's say you really liked him. Okay, this is chintz. You really liked him. You met in that really genuine way. You know, you didn't have to go on
that's
that.
What we
all
like.
Of that.
Yeah.
And you were having a really fun date.
Yeah.
A bit drunk, really enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
Really liked him.
Listen.
Would you see him again?
I think, listen, it definitely would be like, ew. But if I really liked him, I think everyone deserves a second chance. So maybe we give him one more chance.
See if he brings her along again.
See if he fucking texts her up again.
Depends how good the date was.
It depends how genuinely good that connection was. But it would really make me feel weird. No, it would really make me feel weird because I'd be like, do you want... were you even having a good time? But then if after he said, I really had a good time with you.
Can I see you on
Friday?
Can I
see you again? Then I'll be like, okay, I guess.
Mm.
Then maybe we should make a joke being like, about can it just be us two this time? Like, make a joke about it. But it's like, I'm being fucking serious.
That's true.
But I'm going to make a joke about it because, like, this is not mates hanging out with mates.
It's not Friends
every Friday
us.
Night. It's not Friends R Us.
Mm.
This is dating.
Dates R Us.
Yeah. Like, we're out in Knots.
Go to the club, the bar.
You know, got a bit of pepperoni.
Yeah, he ruined the vibe for sure.
For sure.
I don't think I would
rule him out completely because you did have a good connection and you did like him.
And you don't feel like there's any weird... He just fumbled. He fumbled the dates. I don't know what was going through his mind.
Well, like we said, it was either... He wasn't having a good time because we don't know if he's asked her on a second date yet. Like, this is why it's annoying.
How's he moving now?
Yeah.
Did he message you after saying, love that,
we don't know.
You on Friday? Like, or has he gone quiet?
Like,
he's gone quiet.
You know what? If he was self-aware and said, sorry if I kind of killed the vibe inviting Sarah along. Yeah. I just, you know, I wasn't really thinking. I'd be like, whoa, really self-aware.
Yeah, sure, I'll see you again.
Sure. You recognize your mistakes.
Yes.
At least.
Mm. Depends how he's acting now.
Yeah, because like, if he's gone like radio silence, then it's like, oh, okay, message received.
Loud and clear.
But if he's actually said, I had a really good time, let's meet up, I would literally make a joke, but like, okay, but
as
like...
As long as it's not going to become...
As long as it's not going to become Friends Fest.
As long as we're not going to, get any third wheelers along the way.
Third wheelers along the way, because I want to snog you at the end of the night.
Just
get the message across.
The city word.
I'm going to snug you in that alleyway by Pepper Rocks. Woo!
Gosh.
Pepper Rocks is such a good little cozy snogging place.
Such a snoggy place because it's so dark.
It's low lit. Mm. It's cozy. It's wooden. Mm. It's sofas. Mm. It's like rickety.
Yeah. It's very like, snoggy vibes.
It's snoggy vibes. So say, yeah, as long as you take me Pepper Rocks, we're going to have a snoggy snog. Oh god. No, but literally most girls in Nottingham probably has been to Pepper Rocks on a date and had a song.
Yeah, definitely.
100%. I've been
it's
on
a rite of passage.
I've been there with four different men.
On the same sofa.
No, it would be. Oh, well, there's us. Yeah, I guess
it
we
was,
should.
It was a yeah.
It was the
I've
spot.
I've been there with some weird
Lydia's been there about 10 fucking times with 10 different men, I'll tell you that. It's the only spot.
The only spot.
It's the only spot for a date, babes.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Good luck with that. It's a good story to tell.
It is.
Only you know.
Only you know,
what the vibes are like with the follow-up.
But
exactly.
Like, fucking weird. Mm. That's for sure.
Weird.
Right. Let's find a quote. Let's
find.
We've
had some stories this week, haven't
let's
we?
Let's find. We have. That was a good. I enjoyed that story. And enjoyed the first long. I loved all these stories. Mm. I'm gonna do. Right. Is she just a friend? Quotes.
Third wheeling quotes.
Yeah, let's
while
see.
While Chintzy is finding a quote, remember, guys, we are doing extra episodes every single Monday now Patreon.com. You can go to thegirlsbathroom.com on /Patreon, is it?
Something like that.
If you go on our Girls Bathroom Instagram, it is the link in that bio. But it's our Girls Bathroom group chat every single Monday. There's a brand new episode on there that you can also watch as well as just listen to.
Yes.
It's a whole separate app. There's a really good time on there.
And you can all chit chat in the group chat. There's a gorgeous group chat. People are making mates and you can send pictures in there. We're all getting nail inspo.
It's really cute. So if you wanted to hear us twice a week, you can. Mondays and Wednesdays.
Yes. Okay, these quotes aren't giving that it's giving like, oh, she's my best friend. Okay, what else did she tell me to type in?
Quotes.
No, let me type that in. No third wheeling.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Wheeling quotes. Why don't you type in meeting the parents for the first time quotes?
Okay.
What the fuck is this? My friends all have better friends than me. I'm the third wheel, the backup, the cheap wine. No one wants me unless I'm all there is.
The backup, the cheap
what
wine.
The fuck? That is so sad. That is very sad. You are not a third wheel. You're a majestic unicycle and they are your noble training wheels.
Right, I know what I'm going to find.
Yeah.
I'm going to type in conversation starters for meeting the parents.
Here we go.
If it's ever awkward around the dinner table.
Okay.
Okay. Conversation starters for meeting the parents.
Go ahead.
Ask about their family traditions. You guys got any traditions as a
family? My mum would go, we ain't got none. Same. Okay, but yeah, really. It's a good conversation starter, to be honest.
Where they like to go on vacations.
Yes, very good question.
What your partner was like as a child.
So you open up, how was your summer? Oh, I heard you went to Portugal. How was that? I went there once. There you go. You're into conversation.
Talk about your partner's strengths. Let his parents know they did a good job raising him.
That's always a good one. Flatter them, good job. You know? I can see where he got his good looks. That's the classic. I could never say that, though.
Oh, Mr. Brian, I could see where I've got his cover.
I could never say that. That would not roll off my tongue.
Inquire about family photos. Oh, who's that on the wall?
Yeah, that's nice.
Show interest.
Yes, that's nice.
Ask for book, movie, music. Yes. I'll send this article to her.
It's like you're studying for a fucking exam, isn't it?
Ask for book, movie, yeah. Watch anything good recently?
What did you read over the summer, Helen? Yeah, it's a good one. Oh, but a Jane Austen.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
I love a heavy novel, don't you?
Because you can talk about a good series that you've watched. That's a good line of conversation. Yeah. Bring up a partner, your partners or other family members. Give compliments and express thanks.
Yeah.
Stay away from controversy. Stay away from controversial topics.
I mean,
steer clear of family drama, religion, and politics.
Oh God.
Yeah, okay. Avoid complaining or criticizing.
This mash is cold.
Oh, Susan, this dinner's terrible.
Susan, what were you thinking? This is not how I like my meat. This is not how I like it. Sorry, I can't eat it. Sorry.
Here's the
She's crying. Yeah, do not do
smells
that.
Smells in here. What's that smell?
Listen, if you're a vegan and she puts a slab of meat down, eat the meat.
Eat the meat.
Oh. On that note, guys, we love you so much.
You had to break your veganism, didn't you, at your ex's house?
Yes, I did, yeah.
You had to eat something dairy, didn't you?
But at that time,
we never broke the vegan.
No, you ate some butter, right?
She put butter on my pasta or something, and I thought, fuck, I'm going to eat it. It was good, but it broke my veganism.
It was good.
Mm. Butter for the first time. Mm. Oh, blimey, after years.
Jesus
that lure pack as well.
Lure pack. Mm.
All right, guys, thank you for listening. You can email your dilemmas to hello@theghostbathroom.com.
Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, everywhere else. The Girls
at
Bathroom.
The Girls Bathroom.
Love you.
We'll see you on Monday. Everyone else, we'll see you next Wednesday.
Love you.